Nolte, disgraced CNN busted over tale of two White House renovations, Obama v. Trump. By John Nolte on October 23, 2025. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads disinformation and political violence, has been caught, to the surprise of absolutely no one, in a laugh-out-loud double standard. When President Trump renovates the White House using money from private donors, including himself, it's a historical desecration the likes of which America has never experienced. How will we, as a nation, deal with the trauma? But when this very same White House faced an even bigger renovation project under former President Barry Obama, a far-left Democrat, CNN became the Barry Obama fan club and treated the event like a trip to the zoo. I love this destroying the White House story more than I love ice cream and horror movies. Why? Because, as I wrote earlier, it is so emblematic of a political opposition of Democrats and the regime media, so demoralized and desperate over President Trump's serial triumphs that they got nothing left but to hurl this glaringly obvious nonsense about how the Orange Man bat is destroying the White House. Everyone knows this is a construction project. Everyone knows the end result will be a White House with a long overdue ballroom that probably won't be built in time for Trump to enjoy. Everyone knows the entire $250 million to $300 million project will not cost taxpayers a penny. Trump and private donors are footing the bill. This renovation is a gift to America and Americans. But CNN just can't bring themselves to report on anything Trump does objectively, even when this approach makes them look like what they are: a bunch of bitter, small-minded, petty, and dumb sore losers. After CNN pushed all of their chips into the middle of the table and still failed to frame Trump as a Russian spy, a racist, a Nazi, a rapist, and a felon, this is all they got left. This ridiculously transparent whining is all left-wing extremists that can lol have left. This is pathetic. And if I didn't hate these people so much, I might pity them. But now, thanks to the internet, you can watch CNN spooge all over itself back in 2010 when the White House was torn up for a $376 million project. Why the difference? Well, in 2010, CNN's precious Barry Obama sat in the Oval Office. Democrats, the deep state, and the regime media are like old women who have lost an argument in the most humiliating fashion but are still filled with so much toxic and self-destructive pride, they can't help themselves. They can't shut up. They can't walk away. They still stand on their stoop in a ratty robe and slippers ranting at the neighbors, "Oh, yeah, well, I hate your haircut." Then she slams the door and everyone keeps laughing. With all the consequential news around the world and here in the U.S., CNN is so blinded by the butthurt of Trump's ongoing triumphs, they choose to ignore that news and focus on making fools of themselves. CNN's total primetime viewership bottomed out to an average of just 469,000 last week. And nonsense like this is why. But when you're driven by rage and jealousy, you can't stop yourself. I really do love this story. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.